Well, good morning, everyone. Please join me in prayer. Father, we do thank you for this chance to gather together. We pray that you would bless this time together, Lord. We pray you'd use your word to encourage us to love you more. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today we just have one verse. It's probably a very rare thing at Ambassador for us to have one verse on a Sunday morning, but if you look at your bulletin, right under the Ambassador International Church logo, you're going to see our verse for today. So I'm going to go ahead and read it. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14. For here we have no enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come. Well, if we're honest with ourselves, it's been a very tough week. I know many of us have challenges in various ways. Traveling, things canceled. You're unsure if you're even going to be able to get to the place you're going. Is the MTR going to be open? Is it going to be closed? I know probably many of us have also seen vivid images of things that are troubling. Vandalism, fires, people being attacked, you know, violence of all kinds. And if your neighborhood is really anything like mine, there's probably graffiti kind of spray painted everywhere. You know, some of the graffiti is just like an honest expression of people, of how people feel. But some of it is really profane, and some of it is very violent. One phrase that I've seen close to my apartment says this: "You know, if we burn, you burn with us." Perhaps you've seen that one as well. You know, and that's quite troubling, to say the least. But when I see all of this violence and destruction everywhere, it's just honestly very sad, right? It's very sad. And who likes to see a city be destroyed? And I'm new to Hong Kong. I've only been here, you know, since June. I know for many of you, this is your home. You were born here. You grew up here. You moved here years ago, and for some of you, decades ago. You have very pleasant memories of many places in this city. And then you watch the news, and you see those places that have great memories being destroyed. And that's very sad. And to see the chaos and the breakdown is just really sad for all of us. But I will say that in these events and in some of this graffiti that we read on the walls, an important truth is being revealed. You know, our world is passing away. This city, like every other city, is not meant to last forever. It's not meant to last forever. Our world is going to burn. The Bible says this very clearly. Peter says this in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. The heavens and the earth that now exist are being stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. That's the reality of our world, friends, that one day judgment will come. And we're seeing a little taste of it now. You also are not meant to last forever in this world. If you are a Christian, you are made for another world. And friends, this crisis, as sad as it is, can be a God-given transformational moment in your life. It can be the time where something changes and you begin to long for that city that is to come. Let me go ahead and explain a little context about the book of Hebrews and our verse today. The book of Hebrews is really written to encourage Christians to continue believing in Jesus alone for salvation. Hebrew Christians were being tempted to go back to the law. People were saying that you needed Jesus plus something else in order to be saved. But the author is saying, no, that's not true. Faith in Christ alone is what saves you. Faith in Christ alone is what gets you right with God. It's not Jesus plus angels. It's not Jesus plus Moses. Jesus alone is what cleanses your conscience from the guilt of sin. And the Hebrew Christians were being persecuted because of their belief in this. They were being persecuted because they were trusting in Christ alone. They suffered reproach and disgrace from others. Some were put in prison. Some had their property taken from them, were destroyed. And so a lot of these folks were suffering a lot of persecution. There was a real temptation for them to go back to Judaism. They wouldn't suffer anymore. There'd be acceptance from the larger community, and they would have a sense of security. But right before we get to verse 14, the author tells them to follow Jesus regardless of the cost. Jesus suffered. Jesus endured hardship. Jesus experienced shame. And the Hebrew Christians are going to have to choose to follow Christ, and they're going to experience the same things. They shouldn't worry about losing possessions. They shouldn't worry about the opinion of other people. They shouldn't worry about really anything else. And the reason for this is given in our verse today, verse 14. For here we don't have an enduring city, but we're looking for a city that is to come. This city, this world, it's not their home. And in order for the Hebrews to endure all this suffering, they really have to believe that. They have to believe that this life, this city, is not their fundamental home. It's only temporary. They have to have a mental shift from where their identity lies. In this world, they very much could lose everything, but that's okay because they have another home. They're always to keep before them this view of the city that is to come. They have to have that steadfast in their minds. They're not made for this place. There's another destination, their final home, if they're going to be able to endure. You know, perhaps you've read Pilgrim's Progress, or if you're familiar with that book. It's by John Bunyan, a famous Puritan. And really, it's a story about what it's like to live the Christian life. It's a story about all the joys of the Christian life, but then also all the dangers and the temptations of the Christian life. And in that story, Bunyan shows that the Christian life is a journey between one city to another. The first city he calls the City of Destruction. And Christian, the main author, that's his name, Christian, that's where he lives. And then the final city, the ultimate city that he's going to, is called the Celestial City, the Heavenly City. And that's where Christian wants to go. And the whole journey of the Christian life is characterized by temptation as he moves from the City of Destruction to the City of Heaven. His friends, his family, even strangers are all encouraging him, go back to the City of Destruction. Go back. Why? Well, because it's peaceful there. They think he's a fool for wanting to leave it. But Christian always has his eye on the Heavenly City. He keeps that image before him, and that's how he's able to persevere over all the temptations. And that's what helps keep him from getting stuck in this world. So friends, our orientation has to be heavenward. We have to be careful of getting stuck in this world. This current situation in Hong Kong can be God's mercy towards us, so we're woken up to see where our hearts are. You know, in peacetime, we can just be so lulled into thinking only about the things of this world. You know, when things are easy, our minds just only think about worldly things. You know, what kind of house am I going to buy? How can I maneuver so my children have the best education possible? How can I think about going to this exotic vacation? You know, these are the types of things that when things are normal, we just gravitate towards. Little time spent thinking about our mortality. Little time is spent thinking about how can I use my one life to glorify God. We typically tend not to think that when things are easy. So I think in times like this, we can feel with more certainty the truthfulness of verse 14. We don't have an enduring city. Even if things do come to a resolution, which I hope that there is, it doesn't mean that 6 months from now or a year from now, things can't get bad again. The core problem is going to be the same. Human beings are fallen, and fallen humanity will implode and will self-destruct in the future. That's the history of every country. And that's the history of every city that's ever existed. You know, it's God's kindness that lets us see that we don't have a lasting city here. Otherwise, we would be too comfortable and too content living in this world. So just a few points of application. Again, let these times wake you up from loving the things of this world. You know, Jesus did not come to make Hong Kong a paradise. Jesus did not come to make any place in this world a paradise. Certainly, if you think of the U.S. or any other potential ideal situation, when you live there for a while, you find out it's not ideal. Rather, Jesus told us that he came to prepare a place for us in the city to come. Friends, don't miss what God is trying to do in your heart through this trial. You can certainly have a political position. You can certainly try to work for peace and justice. You can and you should pray for the city, as we will hear in a little bit. But just don't forget, you're never going to be fully satisfied in this life. If 6 months from now, things become somewhat normal in Hong Kong and you haven't developed a greater taste and longing for heaven, I fear you would have missed what God wants to be doing in your heart through this crisis. Pray that you might be able to see past the fragile state of this world to the unshakable city that is to come. Okay, another point of application. Evangelize. Take advantage of this crisis to tell people about Jesus. You know, I was so glad I had a chance to go hear Rico Tice, the evangelist from the UK. I mean, I was so challenged about the need to grow in this area in my own life. At the same time, I was challenged. I was also very encouraged to think about evangelism as well, because God is sovereign over the times and places where he has people. And he has determined everyone's exact circumstances so that they might see God. If you have time later on today, write this verse down. Acts chapter 17, verse 24 through 27. Acts chapter 17, verse 24 through 27. We don't have the time to look at it today, but it really is just a wonderful passage to encourage you to think about evangelism. And from it, we learn that God is the one who's determined the times and places for all people. And he has put them exactly where he wants them so that they might seek God. You know, why are people in Hong Kong right now, November of 2019? Why are they here during a crisis? They're here so that they might seek the Lord. That's the teaching of that text. And our job is to tell them about Jesus. It's no accident, friend, that you're in Hong Kong right now. It's no accident that you have your specific job and that you live in your specific neighborhood. You have those things so that you might reach out to your neighbors, your coworkers, your friends, and tell them about Jesus. That's the plan. That's the sovereignty of God over every single person in this city. God has put you here so that you can point your neighbors to Christ. And friends, what better time could there be to tell people about God? I remember September 11th, 2001, back in the U.S., I was a college student, and I remember after that happened, I remember going out that day, actually, and trying to talk with people about the gospel. And, you know, during that time, people were more open to listen to religious dialogues and religious topics. That does not mean that there was a great revival, but I will say there was an opening then. And we have another crisis that God has placed us in here. And I think if we start talking with people, they're going to be a little more willing to listen. Doesn't mean there will be a revival, but there could be. So we just have to be faithful. When there's a crisis like this, there can be an opening. And we have the answers that everyone else needs to hear. We don't know how to solve the situation politically, but we do have the most fundamental answers that every single person in this city needs to hear about. So friends, tell people around you about Jesus. Start being bold, pray to God, ask him for boldness to tell your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers about Christ. We can't open blind eyes. We can't open people's eyes to receiving it, but we can tell. It's God's job to go ahead and change the hearts. It's our job to tell. If you aren't a Christian and you're with us this morning, we are really happy that you are here. We thank you for taking the time to come in to our worship service today, even in the midst of difficult situations. Perhaps you've thought about why you're in Hong Kong at this time. Perhaps you thought like it was a bad decision to move to this city. I confess, at times, I think, why in the world did I move back to China? Why did I come to Hong Kong again? You know, I doubt my decision making. One of the reasons we decided to move here, we were thinking, wow, this would be a great stable place for us to live for the next 10, 15 years. Well, obviously the Lord had other plans and the Lord is working on some issues in my own heart, even through this whole thing. But I do have to remind myself that, you know, I am not here by a mistake, and neither are you. None of us are. God has us in Hong Kong right now so that we might seek the Lord. So friend, if you're here today and you're not a Christian, we are again grateful you're here, but use this chaotic time to come to know Jesus. Find him, reach out to him. He'll never turn away anyone who comes to him in genuine faith. Well, friends, let's be encouraged today. We have been given a city that cannot be shaken. And even though we have uncertainty all around us, we know that the Lord is with us and that he is going to come back for us. Let's pray. Father, we know you are in complete control. And Lord, nothing has surprised you, not one event. Lord, you have known these things from the beginning of the world. Father, we pray that you would help us to be comforted by the reality of the city to come. Lord, we pray you'd give us more faith today. In Jesus' name, amen.